Today, October 15th, 1969, I believe we Americans have reached a watershed mark on our journey towards disengagement with Vietnam and peace. Our cause is not a new one. Last year we asked for peace. 2 years ago we asked for peace. 3 years ago we asked for peace. 4 years ago, 5 years ago, there were Americans who believed we didn't have to carry a big stick and police the world. But 5 years ago, we were a minority. Now, today, on October 15th, it is evident that we are a majority. We have disregarded the call for a military victory. We have condemned the Curtis LeMays who have shouted, "We're going to bomb them back into the Stone Age." And we are beginning to discredit those who tantalize us with the words, "honorable settlement." We know now that they are empty words, because we have learned painfully that there can be no honorable settlement in an immoral war. Today, across the nation, on this Vietnam War moratorium, hundreds of thousands of Americans have expressed their sentiments graphically. Police estimate 30,000 persons turned out in New Haven, Connecticut for a rally, and 7,000 in the shadow of the Connecticut State Capitol at Hartford. Other reports say 15,000 persons gathered on the Rutgers University campus at New Brunswick, New Jersey, 12,000 in Detroit, 10,000 in Chicago, 10,000 in Baltimore, 7,000 in Pittsburgh, and the list goes on and on. As Arthur Carson of the American Federation of Teachers said today to all of us who were gathered outside the federal building, "We have about 60% of the Americans on our side. Now all we have to do is swing the other 40%. But it will not be easy to convince those 40% because they are the ones who have the power in America. And as Arthur Carson was speaking, I could not help but see the federal building, cold, sterile, a windowless, monolithic slab of cement rising horribly above the people below. And I could not help associating the image with the Nixon administration and the president's unequivocal dictate that his policy